With us today is Senator Ron Johnson. He's a member of the Homeland Security Committee, also a subcommittee on investigations, a committee on foreign relations. So he knows a little bit about almost everything. And one middle America honest guy, Senator Johnson, things are not getting better. They're getting worse. Where do you want to start this this Sunday morning?
Well, first of all, good morning. Hope you're doing well. You know, I think the latest outrage, I signed on to a letter spearheaded by Joni Ernst to the president saying, do not bring in Palestinian refugees. You know, the president's already opened up the border to 6, 7, 8 million people. Venezuela's opening up its jails, its mental institutions. We're going to, I'm sure we've already got members of incredibly violent gangs. I mean, America would be shocked by what these gangs do. We've opened up our country to it. Let's at least not bring in, Palestinian refugees who hate our guts. I mean, John, you're aware of what, unfortunately, the Palestinians teach their children, okay? There's a reason that the Arab nations don't accept Palestinian refugees on a full-time basis. By the way, having done
none,
that,
none of the other surrounding countries,
we wouldn't have a problem.
Yes,
right. So why would the Biden administration do so well? The answer is pretty easy. They want to win Michigan, and they think that'll be popular around Detroit, I suppose. And close election, close state, that might make a difference. So it's all about election politics. It's why they're paying off student loans. They're buying votes. They're trying to create, and that's why they're letting millions of people in this country plump up the census in blue states, get more members of Congress. These NGOs now, we have evidence, they're giving a slip of paper to migrants before they get to America. When you get to the U.S., vote for Joe Biden. Obviously, they're not eligible to vote. Now, American taxpayer dollars are funding some of these NGOs. We're funding our own demise through the Democrat Party, the radical leftists in the Democrat Party and the Biden administration. So, my message consistently has been, America, open up your eyes to what the left, the Democrat Party, the Biden administration is doing to this country. These things just didn't happen. This is their game plan, and they're implementing it.
I agree with you 100%. And the amount of people that they're bringing in by airplane, and they're putting them in the cities they want to put them in. It just seems systematic. The other thing that bothers me, Senator, is the rule of law. They're not listening. The Supreme Court may rule, but they don't have an army, they don't have a navy, and I don't even think they have the FBI on their side right now.
No, that's how lawless this administration is. By the way, it started with the Obama administration, the lawless deferred action on childhood arrivals, that's DACA, where they granted prosecutorial discretion, not on a case-by-case basis, but to literally hundreds of thousands of people. That was lawless. The Supreme Court has basically ruled that. Then you had the Biden administration. The Supreme Court rules the eviction moratorium is unconstitutional. They extended it anyway. And then the Supreme Court ruled you can't pay off student loans. You don't have the authority to do so. Nancy Pelosi said Biden didn't have the authority to do so. He keeps paying them off. Again, it's brazen lawlessness because he can get away with it. He controls the Department of Justice, which is completely politicized, as is the FBI and the CIA. And this, by the way, this all started under Obama. People like James Clapper, John Brennan, they completely politicized. They pushed DEI into these agencies. So now these agencies are more concerned about diversity, equity, and inclusion than they are about keeping America safe. And they're partisan to the point where they're investigating half of America as being potentially domestic terrorists because we vote Republican, while they turned a blind eye to the radical leftists who have infiltrated so many of our institutions. And I mean, look what happened on college campuses. I mean, our young people have been indoctrinated to the point where they're supporting the butchers of Hamas. This should shock every American, but it shouldn't surprise people because this has been their game plan. They do it through stealth. through deception, but Americans better open their eyes very quickly to what the Democrat Party, the radical left, is doing to this country.
Agreed. I mean, I just can't believe how the American people haven't realized yet what is happening. And it's just, we're being attacked in so many directions, our borders, with the fentanyl, with the borders coming in from the south, from Mexico. It's now even coming through the Canadian border. I just don't understand it, Senator. In your state, Middle America, do people realize it more so?
Well, let me explain it, John. You know, I always say the master stroke of the left was taking over our university systems in the 60s, right? And now, again, they do this through stealth. They co-opt our language. They do it using deception. But when you control colleges of journalism, for example, you start graduating not journalists, but advocates for the left. You start graduating indoctrinators. I mean, how do you think critical race theory? How do you think all this transgenderism, where we're trying to convince little 5 and 6 and 7 year old little girls and boys that they're of the opposite gender and they should be taking gender blocking drugs, and if the parents don't agree with it, we'll take the children away from them? How do you think that happened? Again, it's the radical left, very patiently, very relentlessly pushing this destructive agenda on America. But again, when they control the media with a bunch of radical leftists, the media covers up for them as well. So the media has a report on the open borders. The media's not been outraged to show the public what's happening here. So again, we've got a tough situation on our hands here. It's not a level playing field. It's not a fair fight. The radical left has infiltrated every institution of this country. Again, they've done it through stealth, through deception. But now it's all coming to fruition, and we're seeing it. And again, we're asking the question: How did this happen? What? This is crazy. This is what they've been planning literally for decades.
The last item to discuss this morning is the foreign money flowing into Washington. The foreign money flowing into our universities. I saw the Fox chart the other day. And it's billions of dollars flowing into our universities with foreign influence.
Well, remember the Biden administration, one of the first actions was they canceled the China Initiative, which was the Department of Justice program to investigate and, catch Chinese, their influence and their theft of our intellectual property on campuses, all our research institutions. So the Biden administration canceled that. Why? Because Biden is highly compromised. But no, this helped. China is very smart. The art of war, they're following that. They infiltrate, they use their dollars, and they buy influence in the World Health Organization, in medical journals, in our colleges, universities, these Chinese institutes, these Confucius institutes. They've been doing this again for decades under the radar. And we've been clueless. We've allowed it to happen. But it's not just the Chinese infiltration. It's the radical left infiltration of all of institutions as well. And they almost are working probably hand in hand, as you see what's happening on our college campuses today. So, no, as Mark Levin says, America must awaken to the urgency of the moment. It's all coming to fruition. It's all being revealed. We need to understand the roots. We need to understand how relentless they are. And we need to be every bit as relentless, trying to take our country back and get it out of their hands.
If we don't do it this year, I'm worried about our country, Senator. I want to thank you for coming on this Sunday morning. We all have to help make a difference in this country, and you're doing your part. And thank you, Senator, for doing your part. And let's save America. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Stay well.
God bless.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.